hey, today's 8/24, put that on top, then put chart review, then put Texas Emergency Hospital, then put Dr. Maroney on 8/23/23 visits. Number one, KJ, 19-year-old with possible bowel obstruction, with history of bowel obstruction, had full workup, CBC, CMP, urine analysis, CT, all within normal limits. Doing well today, happy with the doc. Next patient, HS, 21-year-old with seizure, white count of 20,000, CBC, CMP, CT of the head, UPT negative, given Ativan and Keppra and shipped out to HCA Kingwood. No one answered the phone. Appropriate workup. Next patient is NT, 55-day-old child with cough, fever, weakness, temp of 100.8, given Tylenol, sent out, no swabs done. Really wanted to talk to the family, see how the patient was doing, but I could only leave message, tried twice. Next patient, just put down, consider swab testing at least as a standard of care on an infant with fever of 101. So, next patient is AM, 21-year-old with a cut on her hand, closed and sent out, no issues, patient was happy. Next patient, DJ, 70-year-old, seen with low blood pressure and weakness, white count 25,000, with anemia, renal insufficiency, CHF, possible pneumonia, increased CPK, troponin, increased BNP, patient was transferred to Kingwood. I was able to get a hold of the family, and they were happy with the care received. Next patient, GA, 16-year-old with a possible heat stroke on the football field, received 3 liters of fluid. CPK show was 3,500, came down to 2,800. CT of the head was negative. The rest of the blood work negative, was sent home. Mom was happy with the care and the doctor. Next patient, PY, 38-year-old, male, seen with a 2.5-centimeter cut on the left hand, closed with 10 sutures, happy with the care. The doctor was great, very impressive stitching, in quotation. Next patient, LC, is a 61-year-old with a knife, a chainsaw cut on the knee, superficial, treated with Demobond, no one answered. Next patient, GH, 2-year-old child with hard time breathing, chest x-ray showed bronchitis, given respiratory treatment, prednisolone, and then sent home with albuterol and prednisolone, doing well today. The doctor was amazing, in quotation. Next patient, RF, 42-year-old, history seizure, comes in, he says, I can't see, CBC, CMP, UA, UDS, negative, diagnosed with anxiety, sent home. At 5 o'clock, came in at 4, left at 5 p.m., came in at 4 p.m., left at 5 p.m. He went back to the emergency room that evening because he was still having an anxiety issue. This time he was given an injection and sent out. That chart is not available for review yet. Must have been after 12 midnight. But he says the doctor did a good job. He sounded very drunk or over-medicated on the phone. Not sure exactly what he received. Next patient is DP, 63-year-old with shortness of breath, CBC, CMP, cardiac workup, CT of the chest, EKG, all within normal limits. The family says mom is still short of breath, and he went back to a different hospital today because she was still short of breath. There were no medications given to the patient to go home with. It sounded like the patient was having an exacerbation of COPD with a negative workup. Did not get a chance to talk to the patient, but she did go back to a different hospital today. Next patient is AC, 63-year-old with dizziness, blurred vision, after a fall at home, CT was negative. Today, she felt like the doctor did a good job. Only a CT was done today. She's vomiting. She's definitely worse. Going back to a different hospital now to get rechecked because doesn't trust what they did at Texas Emergency because she's still sick. I explained to her that she probably has a concussion and it's a good idea to get rechecked. Next question is, P.S. is a 10-year-old was seen with an injured hand in school but left without being seen. The voice box, the voicemail was full. Next question is, M.L. is a 54-year-old with possible broken ankle, had an acute comminuted fracture, morphine given, Zofran given. Went to his PCP today to get referral to an ortho. He complained that the doctor stood by the door, told me I had a hip, had a fractured ankle, never touched me, in quotation. The nurse is the one that checked my pulse. When I asked him directly, did the doctor check your pulse? He said, no, not the doctor, just the nurse. Next patient, MC, 35-year-old with headache, earache, dizziness. CBC, CMP, CT were negative. She's doing a little bit better today and happy with the care received. Next patient, GO is a 74-year-old man who was seen at HCA down the street. The doctor wanted to send him to Kingwood for IV antibiotics, but he didn't want to leave town, so he came to Texas Emergency. 74-year-old diabetic, by the way. He came to Texas Emergency. He said, the doctor looked at me, said, nah, you'll be fine on the antibiotics they gave you, in quotation, and send him out. So apparently he'd been on clindamycin for a few days before he went to HCA. He was very surprised that the HCA physician had such a different opinion than Dr. Moroni, because he was told he definitely needs to go to Kingwood Hospital to get IV antibiotics. He doesn't. He's looking for a new doctor in town. I told him it's very imperative for him to see another physician, to see his PCP ASAP, but he just moved here and looking for a PCP. Next patient is LH, is a 35-year-old with fever, cough, congestion, shortness of breath, swab test negative. Sent home with no meds, was doing okay today, happy with the care received. Next patient is RA, 72-year-old with COVID symptoms, positive COVID test, CBC, CMP, D-dimer negative, chest x-ray negative, treated with Paxlovid, left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is AB, is an 18-year-old male, stepped on a nail at work, left foot puncture wound, treated with pain medication, sent home, did not see any antibiotics given. He was happy with the care received. Next patient is PG, 62-year-old with a dog bite to the right hand, sent home with Amoxil, not Augmentin. If a patient not allergic to penicillin, Augmentin is the drug of choice for dog bites. Put that in big letters. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is JF, is a 13-year-old with URI symptoms, swab test negative, sent home with no treatment, no one answered. Next patient is JA, is a 33-year-old with COVID symptoms, diagnosed with COVID, sent home with Paxlovid, no chest x-ray done, no one, patient was happy with the care, they did answer. Next patient is IR, is a 38-year-old with COVID symptoms, swab test negative, blood pressure 145 over 90, came down to 132 over 80, no treatment were given, and no one, wrong number was left, actually. Next patient is CA, is a 9-year-old with COVID symptoms, swab test negative, sent home with no treatment, phone not accepting calls, swab test was negative. Next patient is AA, 10-year-old with COVID symptoms, positive COVID, no chest x-ray, of course, in a 10-year-old, and they're doing better today, and they were happy with the care. Next patient is NO, 15-year-old with 15-year-old with COVID symptoms, swab test negative, diagnosed with URI, no treatment, sent home, and was happy with the care received. Next patient is ME, 5-year-old, fell at home, complaining of left hand elbow pain. Mom was quite unhappy, had taken the doctor's name to call someone to complain about her because she said that the doctor never touched my child. The doctor asked the child to raise his arm, which he did. And then the doctor said, he's fine, take him home. The mom said, don't you want to do an x-ray? The doctor said, no. He's fine, he can move his arm. The mom was very unhappy because she asked for an x-ray. X-ray was not done, and the doctor didn't examine the child, period. Afterward, when they got home, the child was crying in pain. Mom said, why didn't you tell the doctor? The five-year-old said, I was afraid, I was scared, she looked mean. That's just in quotation what she said. But what she's most upset about, what the mom is most upset about is she's sitting at a doctor's office for the next hour and a half trying to get an x-ray of the child's hand. Well, she was livid. I will talk to her tomorrow regarding the x-ray and the findings on the x-ray. Try to reassure her that this has been discussed with the provider. Thank you. Next patient is ED, is a 38-year-old with pain in the right side of the abdomen. CBC, CMP, urinalysis, CT was done. CT showed right ovarian cyst, no treatment given. No one available to talk to. Next patient is AD, 43-year-old with a wasp sting, treated with Benadryl in the emergency room, sent home with no meds, no one to talk to. Thank you.